always said, you guys play your best football when you're, you know.
Yeah, when you're out there in the backyard having fun, you know, and that's what we're going to have to do right now. It's a terrible feeling going on around here right now, but we got to fight our way out of it. And I think that's the only remedy we can have, you know, just get the lining back up and put 11 on 11 and go back out there and knock heads, man. And, you know, we put ourselves in this situation, we're the only one who can get ourselves out of it. And I really feel good about the our chances this week. Going out there playing a good football team, they're playing good right now. You know, they play well at home, and it's not going to be easy by no means, but we got to find a way to get something going, and it's better time is now, because if it doesn't happen now, it's not going to happen.
You know, it was more frustrating because what you guys were able to do, I mean, this is not a team that was bad early on. See, you guys were winning a lot of games, playing well, and now just lately things have turned.
Yeah, it's just, like I say, in the NFL, it's never an easy game. There's no such thing as an easy game, and, you know, we're going to have our work cut out for us this week, but you know what? The challenge is there. It's not supposed to be easy. I promise you, if it was easy, all you guys wouldn't be on the other side of the camera. You'd be over here where I'm at, you know, and doing what I do, because it's fun. And I think we got to continue to still try to have fun. You know, even though we're a little bit down, we got to still make it fun and just go out there and go to work.
Does that mean you'd be asking us questions then? Is that kind of role reversal? You'd be over here asking us questions?
No. Y'all don't make enough money. I got a lot of bills.
You starting to feel comfortable with Jay?
I mean, you know, the thing is, it's about all of us. It's not about me having comfort with Jay. It's all of us being comfortable with Jay. And I think he's doing a good job of getting us in the right situations. And there have been a few times in the game where you could see him kind of thinking, and I'll kind of bail him out a little bit. Just, hey, remember this, and that. And he's like, okay. You know, those types of things. Because I've heard it so many times. And for him, it's fairly new. But at the same time, I think he's doing good enough for us to win. And we got to find a way to make some more plays for him. Keep our running game going and keep him from getting chased a lot. He's getting chased a lot right now, and you know, offensively, we got to find a way to come together. And no matter what they call, we got to find a way to make it work. I don't care what play is; it's the right play, and we got to use his skills, use our skills, our guys up front skills, and just go out there and beat the guy in front of us.
Is this team still confident?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's hard when you lose four straight to have confidence. Trust me. I have confidence in our group that we still have an opportunity to do what we set out to do, which is to get in the playoffs somehow, some way. And, you know, we still can control that a little bit. We got to get a little help, but at the same time, we still have control of what we can do, which is going out here and winning football games. And if we don't do our part, it doesn't really matter. So we have to do our part, and that's going out and find a way to win.
Roger, you talked about Jay. Is it hard for you personally? Because when it was you and Jake, it was almost no thinking. You know, it was almost an instinct just right to you. Now it's changed.
Now, you know, the thing is, it's not something that disrupts our group. You know what I'm saying? It's up to every guy individually to study his responsibility. You know, and I know what he's saying, and he might say it a little bit different than Jake would say it, but I know what he means. So, you know, you got to make sure everybody understands exactly what he wants. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the most important thing. The coaches can call one thing. If he calls something else, I'm running what he wants, because he's the one out there with the ball. You know, not that he calls different plays, but just in his mind, you got to make sure it relates well to what he's thinking. And like I say, overall, I think he's played well enough for us to win games, and we got to find a way to do it. You know, he doesn't play defense. He doesn't play special teams. He just plays quarterback on offense. The rest of us have to do our part. You know, we need a lot better field position than we've gotten. And, you know, our return game has got to be a lot better. And, you know, that'll help our defense. You know, if we can get the ball outside the 25, you know, and get a couple of first downs, you know, we're in range where we pin them. They got to go long field, you know. And so that helps our defense. It's a lot more to it than just offense and defense. You know, that field position part is probably the most important thing. And probably been so one-sided for us the last few games. You know, we've been bagged up a lot on offense, and they've been having short field for their offense, so that doesn't help us, you know. And I think overall we have, you know, the sense of urgency is now. We have no choice. We can't sit back and wait and see what's going to happen anymore. We got to go and make it happen, and I think we have the right guys to do it.
Rod, we see it a lot in Nuggets games. Do you like Allen Iverson coming to Nuggets? You think that's
Is he coming?
I know, I'm asking.
Is he?
It's up in the air. Do you like it? Would you like to see it?
I'll be there. I mean, I honestly, it's hard to tell when, you know, because I know right now the guys are playing well. You know, Carmelo's doing a good job, and, you know, I think he's leading the league in scoring right now. So, but at the same time, it's about chemistry of a team. So how would it disrupt the chemistry of the team, or would it add to the chemistry of the team? You never know, but he's one of the best basketball players in the country. So you always want the good players on your team. So if he's there, trust me, I'm going. So if he doesn't, not there, I'm going. So it doesn't really matter, but I mean, I'd like to see how it would work out. I think it'd give us a good chance. I don't know if he can play some football. He used to play in high school, so we can use him here. I don't know. Maybe he can take my spot and get us a win. I don't care. We need a win right now. So, you know, anything we can do to get a win, if him coming to town helps our football team, tell him to come on. So, I know it ain't a money thing for him, so he's got enough of that. But, you know, we're going to go out there and we're going to fight, man. We got to fight our way out of this situation, and that's all we can do.